A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, July 15th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the problem of vendors in the country's CBDs.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Position with regards the movement of informal traders from the pavements of the streets of Mtare. Surely there's need for orderliness and for people to trade peacefully following the bylaws of the city of municipalities.
So this kind of government that parties around. Abazama ukuzinceda kulokuthi abahlukuluzwe ngendlela esibona behlukuluzwa ngayo abaphathise ngokubanika imisebenzi nxa isenelisi ngaloko sithi ngabuye abantu sebazidingela imisebenzi sihlale phansi sincedisane ukuthi sidile lama issues okuhlanzeka kwamadolobho hatsho ukuthi sixotshaniseni labantu nganizinyamazana
sinenzvimbo yatakapiwa yefruit and veg iyo yekopakabhana siki nachinoi nzvimbo yevatakaipiwa kunzi ndiwo yedu yefruit and veg Asina mbizuko rikuitika ipapa, atiri papa njubo kuba last year, atina kupiwa makazi e vendor. Isusu tiripa atina makazi. Vashoma nana one makazi, vashoma nana one makazi. Makazi aya, ane mamwe wa shantwe kanzuru, ane mamwe wa nwe mafri maketi nwe mabero, ane hamaza onesha mwariza wapa banzi pakwana. Ipo patina kukwana, parukunzi paka kwana mumepo ni kutipi nakabata kazi, hariku mpakweka nwata hariku basa. Vendor ripa ground harina kazi.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the problem of vendors in the country's cities and towns.
Vendors, let me say, dozens of vendors have been arrested in Harare, while others have been injured in skirmishes between the Harare Municipal Police and street traders. In Mutare today, there were also clashes between the council police and vendors. The vendors are refusing to move from the central business district to designated areas in the city.
But local government minister Sevia Kasukuwere insisted there was no turning back on the government's directive to move vendors from the CBD. Harare City Council spokesperson Michael Chideme also said the council will not be deterred in its effort to clean up the central business district.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, unja looking forward.
Onguka hamadza diwa nasi tauti tinge tichi taura neze matambudziko akasangana ne madoroba panyaya vanhu vari kutengesa mumigwagwa. Vakawanda vevanhu vari kutengesa zvinhu mumugwagwa vari kuti ivo hapana chekuita nekuti zvinhu munyaya dzezveupfumi hazvina kumira zvakanaka. Nekudaro vakasatengesa zvinhu aiwa vanenge voyaura nenzara. Asi nekune rimwe divi vanotungamira maguta kana kuti makanzuru vari kutiwo aiwa vanhu vanofarira kuti vaende kune dzimwe nzvimbo nekuti zvinhu mudhorobha hazvisina kumira zvakanaka hapasina kana pekuisa tsoka nenyaya yavanhu vanenge vachitengesera zvinhu mugwagwa vezvitoro vamwewo vari kuchema chema kuti vanhu vacho vari kutengesawo zvinhu zvavanenge vachitengesa ivo muzvitoro zvinozoita kuti ivo vatadze kunge vachibhadharawo mari dzemitero idambudziko rakakura rinoda kuti nyika iise musoro pamwe chete kuti paoneke kuti poitwa sei Gibbs.
Yebo hambe zvirukandaba lingalichona njani ye udaba esikhuluma ngalo lamhlanje ke sikhuluma ngakhona kuke ngalabo abathengisa ezitaladini bathengisa nje ezitaladini kukhanya kulo dubo eZimbabwe ngoba imisebenzi ayikho amakampani abaningi seyavalwa ye sizwile ke ukuthi eHarare bekulokugijimisana okuthize phakathi kwama-vendors kube sokubuya ke la mapholisa kamansipala kuzobuya njalo eMtare kwenzakele lamhla lakho kade kulokugijimisana khona okumangalisayo. kodwa ke ongani ngihlukumeza kakhulu abathengisayo laba ukuthi bafuna ukuthi bayakhitshwa behanjwe sendaweni abathi akuhambelani lokuthi ungathenga abantu. Sizwile njalo ke umnumzana uSevia Kasukwere blessing njengokutsho kwakho ekhulume sithi vele akubuyele emuva emva phambili madoda emva ngenkani. So ke uthi noma kanjani kumele kulungiswe lokho. Kodwa ke siyazo abathengisayo bathi lokuyahlupha lokho.
Of course, for this first 5 to 10 minutes, we want to talk to the mayor of Mutare, Councillor Tatenda Namarare, and also Promise Mkwananzi, Zimbabwe Informal Sector Organization Director. We'll quickly talk to these guys, Gib, so that we can bring in other guests because they can just give us a feel of what is on the ground. Let's start with you, Councillor Namarare. Good evening.
Good evening, how are you?
I'm doing great, and thanks for joining us. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Right, Councillor, tell us, give us an update of what is happening there right now.
So, thank you very much, Gibbs. Today in Mutare, we managed to relocate the vendors to the designated places without any skirmishes or violence between the vendors and the municipal police.
But we heard in our report that some vendors, hello, yes, Councillor Namarare, but some vendors are saying they are not happy that they are being moved before you have fully completed the new site. What is happening at the new site?
Basically, what is happening at the new site is that when we did our own manual recording of the number of vendors within the city, there were certain few disgruntled vendors who refused to be registered by the local authority. So when they allocated the tables to those who were newly registered, those who refused were coming now today saying that they need the places to use for their market. So basically what they're doing by the end of this week, we would have completed everything. Then everyone will be allocated to his table.
Thank you so much. I think Gibbs, you also have Mr. Mkwananzi.
Mr. Promise Mkwananzi, good evening and welcome to the program. Yes, tell us, what is the situation like in Harare?
Well, the situation in Harare is a restless one. There are continuous running battles between the vendors and the municipal police, which, as you know, culminated in the arrest of the leadership of the vendors association, the National Vendors Association of Zimbabwe. The vendors continue to flock back into the city center. As far as they are concerned, it is business as usual because of the obvious things that we have been articulating on this platform, which includes the need for government to create alternative sources of livelihood, as well as for government to really come and create a dialoguing platform. I heard you talking about Minister Kasukwere, and our message to him is very clear. There is no alternative to dialogue. There is no alternative to inclusion, and there is no alternative to consultation.
What are you going to do with the people who are going to do
with the people who are going to do with the people who are going to do
So he's emphasizing the need for dialogue.
Rigaiti dzoke kwamuri mayor Namarare tichitaura nemamiriro akaita zvinhu iko kwaMutare. Mati mipane nhamba yamanga muinayo yevanhu vanga vakanyoresa vanosvika vangani vari maMutare?
Above 450 vendors that we registered.
Ko vamwe vanga vasina kunyoreswa vacho vachaita sei vamuri kuti ndivo vamwe vacho vari kuramba kubuda?
We had the meeting with them today, and we agreed with them that they need to move to the designated place. And they moved to the designated place, and all the officers were now busy with them, registering them. There is enough space for them to be allocated.
Saka, iko kwa mtare uko, where exactly are you relocating them to?
What we did, we removed the vendors from the placement of the buyer's shops within the city. And we relocated them to two major areas. One is for fruit and vegetables, and the other one is catering for those who be selling clothes with other non-food items. These two areas, they are just less than 100 meters from the CBD area.
Okay. We hope some cities will emulate that. Gibbs, katipotura mwemterere watinae, vachigodora. Makadi vachigodora?
Makadi vachigodora wangu.
Aiwa, tiripo. Tipeo pfungwa dzenyu po itwa sei pa dambudziko riripo.
Matambudziko kuno kwado tishungurudza kuti zvaro chairo tasha zvita nebato rebezamiro.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vachigodora asi iro dambudziko revanhu vacho vari kutengesawo zvinhu kuchitungwiza rakamira sei?
Vanhu vari kutengesa zvinhu kunzira baba. Last week mutaun umu ndo makarohwa vanhu nemo vandinotofambidza nevaya vatinoita pakazofoo hama yake mushure mekushungurudzwa nemapurisa nekuti chidambudziko raari kuita kuti vanhu vavese vangofunge kutengesaa mabanda chaunesa nezvimuru rodhi macho hamuchatofambidzi kozesuna wangotsvedza mbichana muuru utotamira matomato emunhu mutsakwetaundi nemusika hapasisina asi kuti kuda kwevanhu nekuti nhee ukapinda mutaundika munhu anotonge motokari inotozeka matomato emunhu arotengesa munzira nekuti vanhu vakunotambira vanhu ikoko ndokwekutengesera kutaundi kunotenderera vanhu ikoko zvichizonesa nezvokuti nasitaimai mugabe wakabuda achiti munhu nhizinazekena wakatopa vanhu zvimatende tikekamada mutaundi asi zvinezvi taakuona vakupandika futi ndonyakupa mavhenda kuvahedhe kutengesa nezvavako vapandikira mavhenda aya vacharowa zvakare mutaundi imomo vachovashungurudza zvoziva kuti uori hwacho hwanyanya vekanzuro vanouya havachanyori parisiti mwanouya otorera vhenda ya $2 vanhu aya mari yavari kutengesaka porofiti yamamwe chizitokenzi pazuva asi vanosvika mapurisa ezetarapi hatizivi kubasa musako wepurisa ezetarapi nevekanzuro nechi vekanzuro anouya achigumawo mari mavhenda achiita kurapisheni vezetarapi anouya achigumawo mari achiita kurapisheni saka mavhenda haasisina zororo ndapasisina kuti vanozivaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaa
zvakanaka ko haa kana muchikwanisa kutiya muro wakumhiri kuko vanhu vatambura kuno mukuita.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru. Of course, you heard Mr. Godora is saying that he's sick and tired of being sick and tired of the ruling ZANU-PF party, and he's saying there's need for fresh ideas. And he's saying in Chitungwiza, where he stays, there's no difference between the CBD and a vegetable market because the CBD is flooded with people who are selling their vegetables and other ways. And he's saying now it's the drivers who will be trying to avoid the vendors. That's how problematic the situation is. And he's saying you can't blame the vendors. You know, the people are unemployed, and you know, it's a desperate situation.
We just got a message from Mr. Nkosinat Mangena, who sent us a Facebook message, and he said, can you please call me right now? I'm in Shabani. I think we'll give this number to our producer.
Yes.
Then I've got another message from Sakile Lili Ene, who says, Kabayegele abantu bazithengisele shua lapa babochelwa ukuziphilisa. So what she's saying is that let the people sell whatever they want because they're trying to make a living. Then we've got Mokwena Daniels, who says, that's the only way those people survive, because the government has failed to create jobs for them as it promised during political campaigns in 2013. And then maybe we can go to our two gentlemen, Mr. Namarare.
Yes, for their last
words. For their last words.
Okay, you can go ahead, Gibson.
Okay, Mr. Namarare, your last word on this issue, you know. Where do you think the government is going with this kind of, you know, relocation exercise?
Well, the approach made out speak on perspective regarding Mutare, they said. You know, but the speak of Mutare, we were a bit in front of the government with this exercise. We started to engage our vendors using our community department some months back. And when we were given the ultimatum by the government, we couldn't meet their demands because we had already planned something with our vendors. That is the reason why today the exercise did not involve any skinship of violence, because we had literally agreed with our vendors. But as a general comment on where the government is going on the issue of the vendors, it is very difficult now, the situation in Zimbabwe, that each and everyone is now a vendor, including myself. I am also a vendor. So for us to have a nation of vendors, it's going to be difficult for us to reduce our economy.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mayor Tatenda Namarare of Mutare, for joining us this evening and just giving us a quick update of what is happening in the Eastern Highlands. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Gibbs?
Yes, we were Baba Mkwananzi. I walked in on what he did. Now I post on Jamaf Chanba.
Zambe ukuthola ukuthi uhulumende yakhulumisa nabantu bakhe. Asifuna uhulumende ophongubhudluza nje. Kakhulumisa nabantu bakhe, abona ukuthi inhlupheko ezihlangana nabantu yiziphi. Alungisise ndawonye lo kansili, lo zulu, lamavimbi.
Hayi ke siyakuzwa kakhulu, sibonge ukuthi usijoyine namhlanje. Namhla ku Studio 7, eh?
Siyabonga.
Siyabonga kakhulu. Yeah. So he's saying the government should actually engage vendors, you know, so that maybe there could be some constructive engagement. And then that's the way to, you know, map something that is strategic, you know, for the future.
Yes, I think we also now have Mr. Tabang Nare, coordinator, Zimbabwe Chamber of Informal Economies Association. Mr. Nare, good evening.
Good evening, sir.
And thanks for joining us.
Yeah, pleasure.
Now, Mr. Nare, there are these reports from Mutare, Chitungwiza, Harare, Chinoi, Karoi, of these running battles between municipal police and the vendors. What is the best way forward? What can be done to make sure that there is a win-win situation for everyone?
I think as previous contributors have alluded, government through the Ministry of Local Government and the Ministry of Small, Medium Enterprises and the local authorities and the vendors associations need to come to a round table where we can actually agree on what is practical in the short term, in the medium term, and in the long term. The use of strong hand tactics will not help, because vending and informal trading are ways by which residents in the different cities are trying to improve their lives and ensure that they sustain their livelihoods given the difficult economic conditions that we face.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
Poke kungenziwa njani khona ukuxa usukangela baba nari kubanjwe njani ngoba lapha sikhuluma ngeqande ngani selibolile yabo.
Siyethaba lomhlangano wama vendors wabakhona abavele small medium enterprises ezinamavendors last week eHarare. Kwaso kuthi ukuthi okufunakalayo is a workable relationship. Kumele iministry ye local government ihloniphe ama local authorities njalo ibanike amandla eneleyo ukuthi benze abangakwenza in their local authority. Obviously kule challenge ukuthi eHarare, iHarare capital city iduva nohulumende and kwesi sikhathi uhulumende ufisa ukuthi izinto zenziwe ngendlela ethile ngenxa yokuthi useduze leHarare. Kwamanye amadolobho kwesi sikhathi la madolobho alethuba elingcono lokuzenzela. So indaba ye-decentralization ukuthi yonke into yenziwe endaweni eyodwa ngenye iproblem. So i-constitution entsha iyanika ama-local authorities amandla okuthi enze i-local economic planning, local economic development, bezenzele even be-attract ama-investors ukuthi kube labantu abasuke emazweni besithi mina imali yami ngizayifaka eHarare, mina imali yami ngizayifaka kobulawayo then emtare, you know. So kumele sinike izabelo omeya namakhansili amandla okuthi belethe inguquko emadolobheni awo.
I think you're coming out with a point that maybe most people are missing, you know. He's saying that you know the constitution gives you know local authorities the right to do whatever they want in terms of bringing in investment. They can do you know things that are you know relevant to their situations, like maybe attracting investment from Germany, from Canada, whatever, you know, using their own mayors, using their own structures, and that is part of the devolution process. So he says if this is done, then local economies can actually grow.
I think we are being joined by our second guest, that is Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya, an independent analyst. Mr. Ngwenya, good evening.
Hello there, gentlemen. How are you?
We are doing great, fine. And thanks for joining us. Now, Mr. Ngwenya, this problem of vendors, I've also been following your posts on Facebook. You have been posting a lot and writing a lot about these issues. What is the way forward? What can be done to make sure that everyone is happy at the end of the day, the councils, the government, and the vendors?
Well, look, Kevin, it's no longer possible to make everybody happy because this was left too long. You know, the pervasive, you know, mentality of lawlessness in this country, in Harare, the seed of lawlessness that was planted by ZANU-PF, has spread like a cancer. So, you know, when we are now talking about a sensible mechanism of integrated development, you, as the gentleman was saying, you now need to bring people together on the table, but there's so much hostility. I mean, the people like Sten Zorwada, these are very hostile and violent people. I mean, it's very difficult to negotiate with him when buying a SIM card with him, a phone card. So, but ZANU-PF created the problem of unemployment. And I do not see how you can solve unemployment by being in the street and violating authority laws. So, but as I say that, you know, there is still an opportunity for sensible integrated development. I think the city council of Harare is a local authority. They have laws that say you cannot buy and sell anyway. And I think it's unfortunate, really, that the vendors have chosen to go the route of, coercive intimidation. But I believe, really, that there's still an opportunity to sit down and make a plan for integrated development.
Thank you so much, and please do stay on the line. Regret to remove Terry, Vama Kuni Magadi Kuchuesho. Aiwa, in Indina, good say, go.
Aiwa, good day.
Dambuziko, Ripoiri, Revan Vargu, Tengesam Guagom, Panga Gadris, we say, Simone Ring.
Sometimes the executive one, you are a repeated Dambuziko. Because even during the Rhodesian times, one line of Tenge, some of the island speaking town. But Dambuziko, Cairo, Rivipo, Ambivan, or Tenge, some roads, Dambuziko, Rivipo, and there are there is Utungamiri, the president of the company, has overstayed and has become a liability. That all dambudziko. Iyeye, muniyeye akatobviswa. Akati nasa, ndikati basa, mangwana mazenda aya hamumbaaoni. Saka harisi dambudziko remazenda. Utungamiri waita overstay and watove a liability. Even vezanupf chaivo vari kuziziva kuti dambudziko asi mazenda azi. Dambudziko utungamiri wavo. Saka kana muchida kugadzirisa nyaya munotanga nepayakatangira hamutangi nekumuse zvamuri kuedza kuita izvi kana zvitedza kuitwa kudimbura tsoka kuti ikwane musaizi yebhuti pane kunotenga pane kunotenga bhuti inokwana tsoka iyoyo.
Okay, aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamakudi. Mr. Makudi uses a lot of flowery language. You know, these interesting imageries. And he's saying what the government is trying to do now is like, you know, if you buy a shoe, you wear size 6, and you buy a size 4 shoe, instead of going to buy a new one, you cut off your feet to become size 4.
that's a solution to a problem that you never solve.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes, yes.
So, what is Zuzeke Umnumzano Mangena, La Pau says Shavani? Iba Mangena, what's your name?
Hey,
Pili Akulu. What's your name, Shavani? Hi, I'm Shavani. Yes, we are taking this Akulu Pes Talatin. Come back, Jan.
Hayi ngapha abakagijeli njengokwezabanye amanye amatawuni kodwa kwalibherana khona liyakhala fii ukuthi bayagijimisa abayekeni bangathola bayathatha bangathatha uyabhatala $25 sesiyathatha izandla zakho nokwaaa futhi $25 sokaakulekuabaphokeabazotela fii akabi khona ngokuyabona esebenzisiselinaabona.
Ye wuyele lapho wathi ukhona siqalisa ingxoxo yethu kwaze thi sikuzwe kuhle ungahambahambi ube ndawonye babo.
Yebo.
Ye uthe bangavele belibophe kompana banibhatalisa malini? Ye ngizwe ngani ifoni yakho sikiliza mangena mangena ifoni yakho sikiliza mpijana lapho siqalise ume khona khonapho buyela khonaphana wathi ukhona ungajibeleki. Ye buyela mpijana ye. Untshele ngasu ngizwa kuhle phela. Ye, thina besingani usuyasicatshela. So lezi foni emlonyeni bese usitshela ke ukuthi pho ke kuhamba njani khonapho.
Ye, ngithi ngapha ezikhathi kodwa siyathengisa amaziaraikhona.
Hayi, ifoni yakho iyahlupha mnumzana so ngiyakucela futhi ukuthi uchede kancane kancane sibili ngoba ngazani iyakiliza sibili iyatshona angikwazi ukwenziwa kwini. Ya kodwa hayi sikuzwile kade ukukhuluma sibili pho uthi nxa usiwa phambili kumele kwenziweni ngombono wakho.
Ngokuthi ukuya phambili kuzahlupha ngendaba yokuthi ngabe kwasiyithengisenye indawo phecheni kwenye endleleni okuya esibhedlela lapho kungela khona abantu manje kuyahlupha abantu bake bakuthenga khona baqala ukuthengisa baphenduka futhi etawuni ngathi sebegcile etawuni futhi ngathi
balihambisanini khona ngapho.
Bona sekulenginapamase kube nyanga ezintathu wathi wahambise endleleni yebheru sukuzi abantu manje abantu babuya babuthana kwakwathengiswa kodwa akula bantu kula bantu abalutshwane abaala futhi kubuthana futhi etawuni.
Ye kuthiwa kungaphi indawo yangkhona komsopero kuthiwa kungaphi ya okay hayi sikuzwile mnumzana kuthi le foni bisigiliza kodwa ungadinelwa kusasa uzwile sibone kakhulu so lawo baba nkosilathi kula ngapha ebutswana ubambe siyaphenduka kathesi
Mr. Nare and Mr. Ngwenya please do stay on the line for our radio listeners. Unfortunately it ends here but the good news is we are streaming live and go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on Live Talk. You also find the full show on our Facebook page anytime after the show. This is Blessing Zulu.
And we're also on YouTube. Don't forget, this is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Stay tuned.